at 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A state House bill to fix the troubled Dallas police and fire pension system will get a final vote today. Lawmakers gave preliminary approval yesterday. Because of risky investments and overly generous benefits, the pension system will run out of money in 10 years without changes at the state level. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Dan Flynn of Van, acknowledges his plan will require police and firefighters to pay more into the system while accepting benefits reductions. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings was once a supporter, but now calls the bill a bailout. The death of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards by a Balch Springs police officer is drawing widespread attention. NAACP National President Cornell Brooks preached a clear message last night at the Agape AME Church near Fair Park. He said too many tears have been shed over the loss of children and young men to police violence.
And that means we're going to step up our resistance, step up our protest. We need to be very clear about this. We will not give our permission to the continued brutality of our children. So be prepared for unrest in the most constructive sense of the word, but also in the most disruptive sense of the word, unless we get reform.
Brooks told the crowd of about 75 to get ready for marches, demonstrations, and perhaps arrests. However, Jordan's family has asked the community to refrain from protests and marches in Jordan's or the family's name, and that they do not condone violence or threats made against Balch Springs police or law enforcement. Police have fired Officer Roy Oliver, who shot and killed Jordan. Democratic State Representative Eric Johnson of Dallas says the Balch Springs shooting is just the latest in a larger systemic problem. But so far, the reaction here is different than previous shootings in Baltimore or Baton Rouge. Johnson says people are still in shock and grieving for multiple reasons.
I think we're still, to a certain degree, in shock, grieving, struggling with what happened on July 7th of last year. We're just so fed up with violence in both directions against police officers, violence by police officers against citizens, that people just are almost in a state of shock. I don't think people really know what to do.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Johnson will talk about another issue brewing, gentrification in West Dallas, for our Friday conversation. In the 1980s, Jeremiah Tower was one of the most famous chefs in America and helped create today's celebrity chef culture. A new film explores his pioneering approach to food that still resonates in restaurants today. Our big screen team talks about the film with the restaurant critic for the Dallas Morning News.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic of the Dallas Morning News. Our guest today is dining critic Leslie Brenner.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We wanted to talk to you about Jeremiah Tower, the one-time chef at Chez Panisse, the influential restaurant that's still open in Berkeley, California. He later ran another place called Stars and then was recently the head chef at Tavern on the Green in New York City. This guy seems to have had at least some kind of a magic touch with these high-profile restaurants.
Well, you know, Chez Panisse opened in the early 70s, and it was... I think it was, as this documentary portrays, I think it was really Jeremiah, once Jeremiah Tower arrived at the restaurant, it became a really, really important restaurant. It was such an important restaurant that when I was in college, my childhood best friend, her family came to visit, and we all went out to dinner at Chez Panisse, and I believe it was actually when Tower was chef, probably. But, I was a college student. I had no idea, but that's how, you know, it was a big, important restaurant, and it blew me away.
How did we get to the point where we have celebrity chefs?
During that time, as cooking became something, you know, more like an art in the United States as it was in France already at the time, people became fascinated with it. And, you know, Americans started to become liberated from this horribly dull, you know, what we used to think of as American cooking. So once they made it interesting and romantic and, you know, interacting with farmers and having it be all about these fabulous ingredients, there was a real romance about it. So in, you know, especially in California at that time, and also in New York, chefs were coming into the dining room and being part of the show.
Anthony Bourdain is one of the producers of the film, and he talked recently with NPR about Tower and the way he innovated how restaurants think about menus.
If you look at the menus at Chez Panisse before Jeremiah, and then you look at these were truly transformative, brilliant menus that for the first time attributed to American ingredients and regions and farmers and producers the kind of status and romance and interest and respect that previously had only been paid to European and imported ingredients.
Nowadays, when you go to a high-end restaurant, it seems they're always letting you know where the ingredients came from. And that seems like a little bit of Tower's maybe lasting influence.
I think that was a really important contribution. I think the way American food history has been written, has given Chez Panisse 100% of the credit for that stuff, which I don't think is fair. I think Chez Panisse was kind of a publicity magnet at some point, and so that's the way the history has been written. But certainly, Alice Waters and Jeremiah Tower were hugely important in that whole movement and really very much have influenced the way we're, the whole direction of American cuisine and the way we're eating in restaurants today.
You're a dining expert, but you're also, of course, a critic. So I'm curious, would you recommend this movie to a foodie, to a non-foodie?
I thought the character was interesting. This person, like, clearly of great talent, who the musings about his childhood and what got him interested in food, I found really interesting and kind of poetic and beautiful. And then I was really fascinated, and I think this is certainly interesting to foodies, but maybe to civilians also. At the end, you're with him as he's getting his reviews apparently in real time, as he's reading, the reviews of Tavern on the Green. I found that to be incredibly dramatic, and I felt like, oh my goodness, we're let into this moment.
Leslie Brenner, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
That was a big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Jeremiah Tower, The Last Magnificent, is playing at the Magnolia Theater and on demand. Should be mostly sunny skies in store for us today. A high in the lower 70s later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 53. Tomorrow, much of the same. Sunny with a high near 78. It's currently 57 degrees in Dallas, 55 in Fort Worth, 52 in Tyler, 50 in Wichita Falls.